it has, Trish knows what that is. It has a flower. And the flower grows. I'm not sure what, that's about. Means. And it also has the time.
Nice.
There it is. For $100.
And that's nice 'cause it's small.
For $100. That's what it costs. You have to charge it every two nights.
Okay.
Every three nights. And it has a little clip on it so people can put it on their clothing or in their, but I just throw it in my pocket.
Right.
And I got into it reluctantly. I was the last one in my family to get into it. And I must say, it really is a motivator.
Nice.
It really is a motivator. And it's linked to your phone.
So you can get that information.
You put so you put your, I have a phone app that has Fitbit on it. And so if I hit the Fitbit, I am now currently in a challenge with my family members. Okay. And I simply hit the thing that says challenge. We call it the work week hustle. And some of the older dogs in the family and the young kids, we all get in it and it shows us the ranking.
Nice.
For example, my sister-in-law, Jan, in Lancaster, at this moment, is way ahead. She gets up and does morning walks. So she's got 6,500 steps in already. Second is my niece, Brittany, who is a runner. So she goes to the gym early in the morning.
Sure.
You know? And I'm
so it tracks everybody.
I'm in third. My brother, Bob, has just... And then of course, as we have relatives all the way out to Katy in Hawaii. They aren't even awake yet. So it's always right. funny because I have my nephew, Patrick, who lives in San Francisco. And he was the big football star at Colgate and was signed by the Eagles. And, you know, we tested for the Eagles. I mean, this guy is a machine. So I struggle all day long to get to my 10,000 steps. And when I go to bed, I'm ahead.
Wow.
But it's 4 hours behind me.
Oh,
Patrick
right.
is just hitting the gym. Or Katy.
So forget it.
Katy out in Hawaii is just hitting the gym. So I wake up in the morning and I'm in like ninth place. It's like, how did that happen? That's because the young ones out in the West are just getting.
Right.
But it, you know, the challenge always is good. The challenge is a good motivator.
Sometimes we need a challenge to motivate us.
But my challenge is to see 10,000 on my Fitbit every night when I go to bed.
Fantastic.
And of the 7 days a week, I would have to say that 4 of them, I do it.
Yeah, that's good.
4 of them. Now, some other, well, for example, I told you we went to a wedding recently, all right? Well, I thought, there's the wedding. I'm sitting in the church. We're sitting at the thing. We're sitting right. on a bus. I'm sitting in the car to get there. But boy, here comes the dance floor.
Oh, watch out.
With a Fitbit in your pocket, right? So I am a fan. I am a fan.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Whatever it takes to motivate, Chuck.
All righty,
that's what
I'm
say.
In the Fitbit revolution. All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.
Back to work.